Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
All right, Walter. Today's question is, why is Forex a better market to trade than other markets?
Well, that's a good point. I'm not sure that it is, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Here's cool. The thing. The pluses about Forex is that, you know, it's basically almost a 24-hour market. You know, it's like a 22-hour market. You've got that interbank period where there isn't much going on, but it's basically you can trade around the clock. The bad news is you can trade around the clock. And the reason why that's bad news is, as you know, if you've got a job and you're working your job, it's really tempting to work your job for 10 hours and then come home and trade for 5 hours. And it can lead you to a life of sleep deprivation. You can get cranky if you're losing money. It's just not a really nice way to live. I used to do that from the Pacific time zone. It was really tough because I was trying to watch the London market. And if you do that from that West Coast time zone, what happens is you're up in the middle of the night and you sleep during the days. It's just really a tough way to do it. So in some ways, a market with a distinct open and close is better because you can be there. You know when the volume's going to come in. And to a lesser degree, you know that in Forex because you got three opens. You got the Asian, the European, and the New York Open. So that's kind of nice. But the only real advantage I think you have as a Forex trader is typically you're going to get better leverage than you would if you were trading stocks or futures. Typically, you can trade around the clock and you know you're not stuck. Like if you lived and worked in New York, it'd be tough for you to trade the New York Stock Exchange if you had a job, because by the time your job's over, most likely the stock exchange is closed. So those are some advantages. Mostly it's the leverage, the low barrier to entry. You can have a small account, but the real temptation is to take advantage of that and trade around the clock, or at least watch the markets around the clock. And I think that for most traders, that's a mistake. But that's sort of my view.
Well, another thing also is that the transaction costs are so low in the Forex markets. And in other places like the stock market, even if you're only paying like $7 a trade, you know, if you have a small account, that can really eat into your account also.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. People forget about that. Even though the fact that transaction costs have come down for the equity markets, it's still nothing like in Forex. It's very, very low. Yeah, so that's a great point as well. You know, it's a low barrier to entry. You have high leverage. You have low transaction costs. You can trade. Essentially, you can enter trades around the clock. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. There are a lot of really good things about it. There's great tools available, and we're going to review some of those. But the real temptation, I think, is to spend too much time in front of the chart, and I found that to be counterproductive. And most of the students I know think the same thing, that when they spend more time in front of the chart, their trading results actually take a nosedive. So that's one sort of temptation that we should be aware of.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks for the insights, Walter.
Okay, see you next time, Hugh.